Hey everyone, this is Rob Motti. Thanks for tuning in to this episode of Faith on a Field Show. If you want to hear any of our previous episodes, please check out our website, faithonafieldshow.com. You can also subscribe on every major podcast channel like Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, Podbean, and TuneIn. Please like, share, and leave a review so others can find out about the show. We appreciate your support, and here is this week's episode presented by Cairn University.
This is Dak Prescott, and you're listening to Faith on the Field Show, presented by Cairn University.
Welcome to Faith on the Field Show, presented by Cairn University. I'm Rob Motti with Remy Motti, our guest this week, Las Vegas Raiders running back Josh Jacobs, and we will continue Cairn Month with two special guests. Cairn University Athletic Director Jay Butler and his wife Tammy will join us. Tammy is Cairn's Vice President of Philanthropy. We're going to talk about purpose and favor.
I love that.
You want to talk about purpose and favor this week?
Absolutely.
Purpose and favor. You're going to hear me mention purpose in my conversation with Josh Jacobs, and favor comes up in the conversation with the Butlers. Starting with Josh, he had a tough upbringing growing up. He says he had friends who went to jail and friends around him who were shot at, and there were different things that he experienced, some homelessness, and he made it through, and that's God's favor on his life.
Right.
He has a purpose that is really far greater than football. So I look at it like all of us have some value. All of us have a lot of value, incredible amount of value, and all of us have a purpose regardless of what we do, mm-hmm. right? We have value to God. He yeah. created us in his image. Jesus died for all of us. We're all valuable to him, and we all have purpose regardless of what we're living in, what we're doing, what our profession is. And even as a rookie, Josh already realizes that God has blessed him with a platform as a football player, and he wants to use it to bless others. And I realized my purpose a few years ago wasn't just to write and talk about sports. That's my profession. That's what I do for a living. My purpose is to combine my love for sports and my passion for sports and my love for sharing Christ's message. And that's how Faith on a Field Show started, and that's become a mission using that platform that God has blessed me with. Yeah. I want to read a verse from Proverbs 25. Mm-hmm. It says, "The purposes of a person's heart are deep waters, but one who has insight draws them out." Finding our purpose sometimes takes a while. It's not instant. You don't recognize, what is my purpose? What am I trying to accomplish? What should I do? Why am I here? It might take years. It might take different stages of our life, different events, different chapters that we have to go through, ups and downs. But we all have a purpose, and it's not dependent on the size of our platform. It's not dependent on our status in the world. But if we seek the influence of the Holy Spirit and allow him to help us find our purpose,
yeah.
and then we can fulfill it according to God's will for our lives.
I really love Proverbs, and I love that verse because that's something I completely live every single day. I don't necessarily know. Every day is different for me. I feel like, what is the purpose? What's my life purpose? And I pray about it every single day because sometimes I feel it's one way, and then the next day I feel like it's the other day. So I feel like I always have to speak with the Holy Spirit, and I always have to pray, and I always ask for guidance because it's kind of confusing. Sometimes I don't know. The answer is I don't know. And I don't know if I'm the only one. There's other people out there that feel the same way, but that's me personally. I don't know. But I live every day knowing that I'm still on the right path because I am seeking the guidance of the Holy Spirit and I'm praying about it. And something like this show that we're doing right now, I feel like that's definitely part of my purpose. And I'm encouraging myself and encouraging others through the things I learn from the Holy Spirit and the things that I pray about. So it's kind of, you know, it's an everyday journey. I don't think it's a destination, really. It's kind of like everyday journey with the Holy Spirit. You just keep seeking guidance, keep seeking ideas and from the people around you too. Like sometimes I look at you and, you know, see what you're doing and mm-hmm. I feel like, oh, this is pretty awesome. Like he knows his purpose. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and but I think you're tying purpose a little bit to profession.
Sometimes I do that.
Which you shouldn't do, because your purpose isn't dependent upon your profession.
That's true.
So
yeah.
In your case, you put career on hold and you may never get back to what you intended to do career oriented because you had children. And your purpose became raising two little girls mm-hmm. and being the primary at home, stay at home, take care of them,
yeah.
raising them as best as you can with as much help as I give you. And I've absolutely enjoyed being around for the past 3.5 months, yes. all day long, all the time. So you can't really, you know, I appreciate your honesty in you saying that, because I feel like you do struggle with purpose.
And I do every day. And
I feel like maybe, you know, this is a good conversation to have for a lot of people out there who are listening to it, that your purpose isn't really, it's not tied to what you do for a living. It's not tied to your profession. And then as Christians, right? As Christians, don't we have a greater purpose? Don't we have a bigger calling? The kingdom of God,
yeah.
to bring people to just share his message, to share the gospel, to try and live according to his will for our lives. And that's not really related to what you do for a living or how much money you make or how much little you do outside of the home, because you have a purpose. And I feel like you should not get caught up in, well, I'm not doing this, or I'm not doing, I intended to do coming out of college, I got a degree, I wanted to do this, I wanted to pursue that, then I got sidetracked, then I went into television, then I did this. Okay, that's great. But God's plan is better than your plan. So you can't tie your purpose to, you can't tie your purpose to a job.
But the thing is, purpose from a worldly standards, it's definitely what you do for a living. You know what I mean? What's your purpose in life?
We're trying to break that, though.
No, it's true. That's where we get, like, in that point of, like, it's two sides to the stories. Two mm-hmm. sides. One side tells you your purpose is this. What's my purpose? And then the other side, from a godly standards, is like, no, your purpose is expanding the kingdom of God and just preach the good word and do all these awesome things from a
raise godly children.
So if it's you kind have of, them, yeah. Could it be two purposes in one? I don't know. Could it be that we're trying to do two things at once? I don't know. But that's kind of like where I struggle a little bit, and I keep praying about it because I need to know what it is that I need to do. But maybe also your purpose in the world could be the vehicle to get you to the purpose from God's kingdom. Could be. So that's kind of where I'm at. Yeah. I don't know if anybody else is in the same position.
I guess it's not as clear. For me, it's clear cut. I know. Mm-hmm. I figured it out, but it took me a while. Mm-hmm. It took me a long time. It took me up until a few years ago where I was like, no, you know what? My purpose is not just to be mm-hmm. the best I can do. And like, obviously my profession is important to me. Mm-hmm. My profession was born out of passion for sports. Mm-hmm. So I couldn't be an athlete. I couldn't, beyond playing baseball in college, and I wasn't going to make it to the pros. That was it. That was, mm-hmm. and so born out of that passion, I pursued journalism and expanded it into a career in journalism, a career in radio and all of that stuff. But it finally took me a while to where I was like, you know, my purpose isn't just to do this. My purpose yeah. is to really talk about the work that Jesus has done in my life. And that's become a passion for me. But beyond that, that's become what my purpose is every single day. Mm-hmm. And you have to be deliberate about it, mm-hmm. right? You have to. So you will sometimes look at me and go, why does it always have to be perfect? Like, mm-hmm. why do you take so much time? Like,
yeah,
I take, right? I take a lot of time to construct mm-hmm. even a social media post. Why does it take so long? But I feel like with my platform, mm-hmm. right? With my platform and the purpose that I feel, the purpose on my life,
right?
I want it, it's nothing is ever perfect, but I want it to be clear.
Right.
And it's important to me. So I have to be deliberate and I have to be consistent. Mm-hmm. So I always try and stay consistent. So what if I'm consistently preaching the gospel, talking about positive approaches to the outlook in the world and, mm-hmm. and how we can navigate through everything. And then all of a sudden I start just ranting and like going on some kind of lunatic social media. I can't do that. You know,
yeah.
You can't, it's not consistent,
yeah.
But it's hypocritical.
Yeah.
So I'm deliberate about how I present what I want to say.
So I feel like this is how it is. Your godly purpose is definitely the purpose for your life.
Yeah.
Your worldly purpose is the vehicle that will take you and have you use that godly purpose and be in the world,
mm-hmm.
not from the world, but in the world, mm-hmm. and get you to that godly purpose. It's kind of like God is using everything in your life, through your life and around you to help you do God's purpose.
I like how we're just bringing a couch conversation onto a radio show.
This
is something that you and I discuss, and,
right.
and now we're just bringing it on the Faith on a Field show, because sometimes
I'm having aha moments over here.
You got to be real, though. Like, you have to be
true.
Real, because
I'm always real.
If we're having these conversations off the microphone,
mm-hmm.
other people are having those conversations in their living room, in
Absolutely.
Their kitchen,
mm-hmm.
In the bedroom, wherever you're having intimate conversations like that.
Right.
Talking about, and I just try and get that point across to not just to you all the time. It's like, don't tie your purpose to what you do.
Right.
Just don't tie your purpose to what you do. So in today's interview with Josh Jacobs, he's now got this incredible platform as a football player, up and coming, rising star in the
yeah.
NFL, had a great rookie year. And he already recognizes that he's got this platform and he's got a greater purpose than to play football.
Right.
But as you're saying, that platform's giving him a voice because of his purpose,
yes,
right?
Exactly.
But it don't matter what our platform is. It doesn't matter, because even if you don't have the big platform that he's going to have and he already has, or even
yeah.
a smaller platform, but on a bigger scale than the average person that I have and now you have,
mm-hmm.
we all have a purpose in our community. We all have a purpose
yeah,
in our home.
Yeah, as I said, like kind of your job, whatever the job is that you go to every
yeah.
day, that is the vehicle that will get you to fulfill God's purpose in your life.
Yeah.
So whatever the job, it could be anything and everything. It could be just a mom at home, just like me. You know, the vehicle is, you know, just using what I have, and that's kind of the family God gave me to raise kids that will be in the world eventually out there working and
mm-hmm.
in schools and everything. It's the same thing. I mean, somebody got to do it. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
They're not going to raise themselves.
Exactly.
And I'm helping as much as I can.
Yeah.
But you're primarily with them all the time.
Yeah, and a mom's job, I think, is the best job and the biggest job.
That is purpose right there. That's purpose, right?
Yeah.
That is purpose. That's incredible purpose.
Yeah.
How do you feel about what I said with if you're struggling with purpose?
Yeah.
Allowing the influence of the Holy Spirit.
Oh, yes. It's everything.
Right?
The
Holy Spirit can influence and allow you to help you find that purpose and to fulfill it according
you know
to God's
what,
will.
Though? It's first it's going to settle that argument for you in
mm-hmm.
your head, because that's the thing that I struggle with. He's really going to help you with the constant voices in your head that's going against each other, going like, no, you're not fulfilling the voice. You're not fulfilling your purpose. And then the other voice saying like, but I am, because I am the child of God that He created me to be, and
mm-hmm.
I can do everything, and I am doing something. So those two forces in your head are basically the world you're living in and the voice of the Holy Spirit fighting against each other at all times. And if you don't consult with the Holy Spirit and you don't sit down and pray and read and all that, yeah, you will constantly struggle. You will constantly have that war in your head and in your soul that's kind of dragging you all over the place. And I mean, that was me. So that was... Sometimes I drift and go there. It happens a lot. And I'll be like, what am I doing? Is this this it? Am I like, am I done here? This is all I'm doing. Like, kids are growing up, even like they're seven, but I feel like they're not babies anymore.
They ain't seven yet. Give
they're
them another 2 months.
Dressing themselves and doing their own hair. I know. I'm struggling right now. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's.
Oh, you want them to depend on you?
No. Okay. I mean, it's great, but then as a mom, you're like, yo.
Yeah, they're growing
what's
up.
Happening? They're growing. Yeah,
they are growing.
So
up.
It's kind of like, now it's kind of you get to the point like now what. You know, yeah. Like, now what?
Well, so. There's still a whole lot of influence on their lives that mm-hmm. you're going to consistently have. All right, let's talk about favor. Let's talk about God's favor.
What's
I know you love to talk about favor. Mm-hmm. And I think sometimes, though, favor can be confused with having things. Right? I think mm-hmm. favor can be lost in, look how much someone has, God must have incredible favor on their lives. But the truth is, in Ephesians 2:8, it tells us grace is favor, mm-hmm. right? Grace is favor because what it says there, it's not that, for it is by grace that you have been saved mm-hmm. through faith. Mm-hmm. And this is not from yourselves. It is the gift of God.
Right.
So is there a greater blessing than salvation? Salvation is greater than things. It's greater than accumulating material stuff. So mm-hmm. we are saved. That's favor.
Right.
And that doesn't mean that we have to wait until we reach heaven to mm-hmm. see God's favor on our lives. When we're saved, mm-hmm. when we have surrendered to the Lord, accepted Christ, when we are a saved, born again, we are delivered. We are healed. So yeah. we become a new creation in Christ and our life changes. And even if that takes time to see how our life is going to change and how differences are made and what that's going to look like on the outside, we're made new from the inside.
Right.
So that is favor. Right. That is huge favor.
I'm going to simplify it for people because I love to cook, right?
Mm-hmm.
You cook a good steak and with mashed potatoes, right?
I can go for but, that, which you're which planning on making for dinner tonight. Right. So I'm excited. Excited.
But let me tell you something. Mm-hmm. That sauce I make to go with the steak, that's God's favor. You know, that's God's favor.
Favor or flavor?
It's the flavor favor, okay? It's the flavor favor of the steak because without that steak, mm-hmm. you're eating a kind of a little dry piece of meat. Although my meat is not dry.
It's not going to taste good, though.
You see what I'm
saying? Without the flavor.
Without the flavor. So you can have everything in life.
Yeah.
Like from possessions and mm-hmm. things like that and the family, everything. But if you don't have God's favor, you don't have that favor mm-hmm. of God on your life. The things that people look at you and go, what is that? Something is up, you know?
Yeah.
What is that? How are you maintaining peace? How are you maintaining?
I'm going to get.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's the little things.
I love that.
Yeah.
Because we had this conversation earlier this week,
mm-hmm.
and you're frustrated by some things that are happening as you're looking for different things.
Yeah.
You've experienced some frustration.
Right.
And you look at me and you're like, why aren't you as mad as I am?
I know. I love when you get like, oh, mad when I'm mad. But you don't. You don't get mad when I'm mad. It's so weird.
And I'm like, I'm not mad because these are things I cannot control.
Right.
And I try and if you can't control it, right? But I wasn't always that way.
Right.
I wasn't.
No, it's true. It's
but
true.
You know what I mean? I wasn't always that way, mm-hmm. but I reached a point where, okay, if I can't control it, I'm not going to be mad over it.
I know. I get so frustrated sometimes with things, and I'm emotional, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I'm an emotional being, so when something happened and I can't control it, I'm also a control freak. It's such a bad combination to be a complete freak with like control and also an emotional being. So things get out of control. I get emotional and I want to look at you and I want you to be mad and emotional. And you're like completely like cool as a rock. And I'm like, what is happening? Like,
well,
why aren't you?
I will
there?
Get frustrated in traffic sometimes. I will get frustrated.
Oh,
yeah.
Let's not
paint this out like I am the cool. No. There are, I will have blow ups.
You get mad at like
at things. Dumb things.
Dumb things. Yes.
I get
like the internet.
Oh man, we have spent the past month in a gorgeous, beautiful place on the Gulf of Mexico, and the internet here stinks.
It's so bad.
It's the worst internet. The only time Mm-hmm. I went more than five. This is God's favor.
Yes.
But let's see. Here's the story. The only time during this entire month span mm-hmm. where the internet didn't cut out mm-hmm. after 5 minutes and I had to get log in again was when I did a Bible study, yeah. a 60-minute Bible study mm-hmm. on Zoom. That was mm-hmm. the only time. That's God's favor. I'm going to read one more thing because we have to run. Psalm 5:12 says, "Surely, Lord, you bless the righteous. You surround them with your favor as with a shield."
Yeah.
That's talking about the saved believer who serves the Lord. Jesus mm-hmm. took that cross mm-hmm. and his blood made being righteous mm-hmm. available to all of us if mm-hmm. we accept it.
Right.
And God's favor comes with that. So God's favor will surround us constantly. It doesn't make us immune to tough times. It doesn't make yeah. us immune to difficult moments and chapters in his life. But we do have,
let me tell you,
we do have favor. Yeah. And I mentioned in my conversation with the Butlers how we've gone through this pandemic. Mm. And look at the favor that God has had upon our lives.
It's a flavor pack, man. Right? It's a little flavor pack that gets squeezed on top of your head.
We were like, we were stuck
yeah,
in
yeah.
Florida, stuck on the beach during a pandemic, right? Oh, I feel bad for everyone yeah. going through it who had to go through lockdown. And I'm happy that things are opening up and people, and I hope to see businesses and all of that. And now maybe there's another wave coming. I don't know, all that.
Oh, gosh, I hope not, though.
But we just spent 3.5 months.
Yeah.
On the beach.
Yeah. Yeah.
God's favor. Right. So God's favor isn't all, it's not about things. It's not no. about accumulation. It's about your life becoming new from the inside.
Right.
And then your perspective changes and then your outlook on things change. Yeah. So that's God's favor. Coming up next, we're going to hear from Las Vegas now. They used to be the Oakland Raiders. Now right. they are moving to Las Vegas if there's an NFL season this year. The Las Vegas Raiders running back, Josh Jacobs. This is Faith on a Field Show presented by Karen University.
Karen University is a biblical university located in Langhorne, Pennsylvania, just 25 minutes from Center City, Philadelphia. With NCAA Division III athletics, a strong commitment to the arts, and majors in over 40 professional and academic fields, Karen prepares students to serve Christ as biblically minded, well-educated, and professionally competent men and women of character. Learn more at karen.edu.
Welcome back to Faith on a Field Show, presented by Karen University. I'm Rob Motti with Remy Motti. If you missed any of our past episodes, go to faithonafieldshow.com. You can find every show, listen anytime at your convenience. We're also on Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify, TuneIn, Podbean, as well as iTunes. You can also follow us on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook at Faith on the Field. If you sign up for our weekly email list, we will send it to you right there to your inbox. Make sure you also follow us on our personal social media platforms. I'm at Rob Motti on Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn, at Real Rob Motti on Instagram. Remy is at Remy Motti, and Kyle's at Kyle J. Horner. We'll let you know about speaking appearances and other events that we're hosting. Remy's Mother's Day virtual sermon at Abundant Life Ministries Philadelphia is available on her Facebook pages and mine, and on Faith on the Field as well. I will be speaking at Abundant Life Ministries, which is Pastor Robert Pinckney, our good friend, former Phillies Chaplains Church, on Father's Day. So I will be there on Father's Day. I'll give you more information as we get closer. My virtual sermon titled The New and Improved Normal that I shared at Franklinville United Methodist Church in Newfield, UMC last month. That's available on my YouTube channel. I delivered a commencement speech last month also at Valley Forge Baptist Academy. The theme was passion, purpose, perspective, positivity, perseverance, and peace. That is also up on my YouTube channel, and several clips are on my social media. Keep on sending us messages on all of our social media. We really appreciate hearing from you. We love your encouragement and your words. It's so great to hear when you tell us that we are making an impact for you. So thank you so much for that. We really do appreciate each and every one of you who reaches out to us. Thank you so much. And if you feel so inclined, share our episodes and let your friends and family and anyone out there in the social media world know about our show. We really would appreciate that too as well. Our first guest this week is Oakland Raiders running back Josh Jacobs. Josh was a first-round pick out of Alabama by the Oakland Raiders last year. He ran for 1,150 yards in only 13 games as a rookie. Josh overcame difficult circumstances as a young kid
You'll hear him talk about it a little. His parents divorced. He moved in with his dad. Sometimes they had to sleep in an SUV, sometimes in motel rooms. But he overcame those challenges, and he's on his way to a great career in the NFL. I spoke to Joshua on Radio Row at the Super Bowl in Miami. Here's that conversation.
Man, Radio Row is jumping. So Katie Couric, Joe Montana, you guys are all back-to-back, and here comes from one legend to a legend of the future. Oakland Raiders running back Josh Jacobs, man. Welcome in. Thank you for being here. Appreciate your time.
Man, thank you for having me.
So you guys had a somewhat disappointing season, of course, but you were tremendous out there. You potentially could win the AP's Offensive Rookie of the Year Award. What would that mean to you?
I would say it wouldn't mean as much to me as it would for, I feel like, the organization and the people around me and the people that look up to me. Like, I feel like it's bigger for the people in my community growing up. I mean, just to seeing me, like, excel and on this platform and letting the kids know, like, it's possible and things like that. I feel like it's be bigger for them, because for me, it's like, of course you, like, happy to win, but that's not my goal. You know what I'm saying? That's not my goal. I mean, I want to be in this situation next year.
Yes.
But actually playing, you know? Like, that's a dream of mine. And, I mean, I feel like I left a lot on the field. And so I'm just trying to be the best player that I could be possibly.
Well, there's some really good young running backs in the NFL.
Yeah.
Miles Sanders in Philly. I'm based
there.
So I cover the Eagles. Do you communicate with the other guys? And does it get a little bit competitive? Like, hey, I want to one-up this guy?
Me being I feel like I'm ultimate competitor. Whenever I step on the field or whenever I do anything, I want to compete. But when it comes to Miles and all them guys, we all keep up with each other. We all support each other.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's crazy. Like, the fans, I have this, like, feud back and forth with, like, who should win or things like that, and or who's the better running back and whatever. And we don't really care. We all have love for each other. He was actually with me last night.
Miles?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I mean, we all, it's a family.
Nice. Yeah. Wow, I like that, and you sound like a really humble kid, and I think you're rooted in your faith. How important is that for you to keep you grounded at this professional stage?
Man, it's literally the key. It's literally the key to success. I mean, for me, like, I know I wouldn't be here without my faith. I know different things that I was, the lifestyle that I was around and the environment.
Wow.
That I know that, like, it's no way I could have been here without it, you know?
What was that like? What was that environment?
Man, I mean, just growing up with my life story, being where I'm from, where it's literally everything. You see crime, you see murders. I mean, I've been shot at multiple times. Like, it's just things that, like, that normal people shouldn't, like, go through and don't go through.
Not especially at a young age. I mean, ever. But
yeah, ever. Yeah, for sure. So, I mean, I feel like I owe all of that to my faith, because I know it wouldn't be anything or anywhere without it.
Our Savior, man.
Yeah,
I mean, somebody looking out for you when you're getting shot at, and it, like, you got to put that in perspective.
Man, I've been with people growing up, and, like, either they're dead or, like, in jail, and I'd be like, man, that's crazy, because I was with them. We was hanging out. We was doing things, and it's like, wow, it's something that was different about me, you know what I'm saying? And it was just like, I put all of that to him. I mean, I know I pray every morning on the drive to work. It's a 30-minute drive to work.
Yeah.
So I pray in the mornings every day to work. And, I mean, it just put me at ease.
Well, it puts it – like, you got purpose.
Yeah.
You know, your life has purpose. And you were meant to do some great things. And then to use the platform you have – don't forget that now.
Exactly.
As a youngster, you got a platform out there, right? You're going to go on out there, and you get to influence these younger kids. How am I going to influence them?
Man, and it's funny that you say that, because I tell people all the time, they be like, man, what makes you different? Why are you here? And I say, man, the reason why I feel like I'm here is to impact others. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like that's my purpose and that's my goal. And not only that, but to be a leader and lead the right way without the black cloud.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, so, I mean, that's my biggest goal. I know that I'm not perfect or anything like that. But I'm just trying to be the best person I could be.
Well, I appreciate that, man, about you, man.
Thanks for having me.
That was Oakland Raiders running back Josh Jacobs. Up next, we'll hear from Jay and Tammy Butler from Cairn University. You're listening to Faith on the Field show, presented by Cairn University.
Located in Langhorne, Pennsylvania, just 25 minutes from Philadelphia, Cairn University is the right place for students to get a dynamic experience centered on Christ and His Word. students are equipped professionally, personally, and spiritually, and make an impact on the local community and surrounding cities. Karen is close to everything that matters for future educators, pastors, social workers, entrepreneurs, musicians, and more. See if Karen is the right place for you. Schedule a visit today at karen.edu/visit.
Welcome back to Faith on the Field Show, presented by Karen University. I'm Rob Motti. I want to take a minute to thank all of our wonderful sponsors. Please check them out on our website, Karen University, Heritage's Dairy Stores, Oliver Heating and Cooling, Rick Santella, Senior Vice President at Morgan Stanley, Restelli Foods Group, Norristown Hospitality Center, Shady Maple, Weather Trends 360, and California Closet. We continue Karen Month on Faith on the Field Show with two special guests from the university. And they are husband and wife, Jay Butler, Tammy Butler. Tammy is the vice president for philanthropy, and Jay is the athletic director. First off, great to have you both on the show doing it together. I don't think I've ever had a Remy and I do the show, so we got a husband and wife hosting, and now we got a husband and wife guest, and this is a first time. So thank you for joining us.
Absolutely.
Thanks for having us.
I want to start off with you guys, and let's go with Tammy, because we are going through what is a very difficult, challenging period for everyone with COVID-19, a global pandemic, and everything that that's impacted and how it's impacted all of us in different ways. As far as Karen University, how has that been a challenge for you guys to navigate through, and what are you trying to do or looking to do? How are you able to perhaps bring in some help financially for the university?
You know, Rob, what's great about it is that we are grounded in Christ. Mm-hmm. And so when we talk about walking a different path, that means discerning differently. That means having a strong foundation when we make decisions. And there were some tough decisions to make. We have great leadership who really rely on God in their decisions. We went virtual, and our students and our faculty rallied. Mm-hmm. They really did. And there's nothing more vital during a time like this to have our strong Christian men and women of character as faculty pouring into our students. So that was, we were stretched in that way, but we were stretched in a good way. We're at a time where our matching gift week was the second week of being in COVID lockdown, and we prayed a lot about it, whether to move forward or not, and we did in faith. And our Karen community rallied. Wow. They rallied behind us because they know during this time, especially, our mission becomes more vital now than it's ever been. Because educating students to go out and serve Christ in the world and society and their church is key. And I think that it's even more relevant now. But we have been just blessed with the ability for the university to not only sustain during this time, but to stretch in advance. We're looking to launch our Karen Online program. We have new graduate programs that we're launching in the fall in social work and MSW, and in counseling, a master's degree in that. And also, you just heard that we're adding additional athletic programs as well. So God is really blessed during this time. We are depending on our Karen community to help bridge the gap that we do have for those that have the ability right now. So we're looking, our fiscal year ends June 30th, and so we're just asking for our Karen community to once again rally behind the mission of Karen University and their support and prayers as we faithfully move forward. I mean, we've had over 177 years of God's faithfulness, and we know that we are resilient and that God is faithful.
I love what you said a little early in the conversation, Tammy, about, well, one, walking a different path, but knowing that when you walk in faith, we're able to handle adversity in a different way. When something like this happens and a global pandemic hits, and it is the biggest challenge of our lifetimes for all of us who are on Earth right now, But when you come at it from a perspective of faith and come at it from a perspective of putting your trust and your belief in God, we are able to see it differently than maybe the world does. How has that been such an important part of everything that you guys are doing? Because you really have to put your trust in Him, because there are so many uncertainties going on right now.
There are, and we continue to depend on God as our rock. And what's been beautiful is that I believe that we've been steadfast. Mm-hmm. We have adapted and adjusted. We haven't panicked. We haven't made rash decisions. Everything, all our decisions, praise God, have been made on the foundation of prayer, discernment, and wise counsel.
That's awesome. Can you tell us how, if anyone wants to reach out, whether they are Karen alum or if they are just listeners of our show who really appreciate your mission, what Karen University stands for, because we love you guys and we really appreciate your support, how they can help Karen University as you continue going forward with the fiscal year?
Our fiscal year ends June 30th. The easiest way to give is to go online and do it electronically at karen.edu/give. If you would like more information about other opportunities, other ways to give, you can email me directly at tbutler@karen.edu, and we can talk through the many ways that you can support our mission and our students.
Well, I can certainly speak for all of the people there, everyone I've ever met at Karen. You guys, you just want to, you gravitate towards the faculty, the students, because you have a different kind of, there's just so much love, the heart, what you're all about. I've always appreciated that. And Jay, I want to bring you in and ask you about the athletic department and the sports. And I had an opportunity to speak to Deanna Thorpe, who's going to lead the new women's lacrosse program. You've added men's lacrosse a year earlier. You guys are building, you're expanding, you're doing different things. I know there's been some challenges, of course, right now. Can you speak a little bit on some of the challenges and how you've been able to really attack those and overcome those in the sports department?
Sure, Rob. Well, honestly, there have been great challenges. I'll tell you that we've been really, really proud of our coaches and student athletes during this time period. Mm-hmm. I feel so bad for the senior spring sport athletes who got their senior years taken away from them. Because a place like Karen, we're probably not going to see many of our kids come back to say, "Oh, I want to get my senior year back," because they have other plans that God has for them, mm-hmm. And so they probably will never take advantage of that. But the way our community came together, sort of like Tammy talked about in her realm of the advancement. Our student athletes and coaches were so engaged via social media and remaining connected with each other that, in essence, we helped each other get through this time period. And it was because of our faith journey together that we were able to do that. It's one of those things where, you know, since I've been at Karen for the last 2 years, I've just continued to see God's favor, God's hand of favor on our university. It's been incredible, to be very honest with you, that how God has shown his favor to our student athletes, to our coaches, to our community, and not just in wins and losses. That's been evident too, but it's just the way that our community has grown together, like the conversations I had with a bunch of our student athletes during this time period of they just miss being together because the Karen community, as you mentioned a second ago, just has such a different vibe to it, and mm-hmm. so the students really do miss being on campus because of the amount of mentoring, the amount of love, the amount of support that they get from the faculty, the staff, and from each other.
Jay, you touched on something that it's such an important concept that sometimes may be difficult for people to understand. And when you talked about God's favor upon the university, I told you guys a little bit about my wife and I, our situation, how as we went through this entire pandemic, we've been blessed, really. Every day I tell her, this is an incredible blessing to have been stuck in Florida, if you want to call it stuck. And you know, we look at each other and we go, how did this happen that this pandemic hits and people are stuck in their homes and we're quarantining, and here we are. It came at a time when we were on the beach in Florida. We're not impacted, and we just go every day, this is God's blessing. This is God's favor. And it doesn't mean that I'm better than someone else. It never means that God is trying to give me and not give you or give. But the concept of being faithful and being a faithful servant and a steward of everything that God, all his blessings, I think sometimes manifests in the concept of being favored at times. Can you speak a little bit on that? Because it's one thing for me to say it, one thing for someone else to say it, and then when it comes from what you were discussing with the university and God's favor being on it, I'd love to hear your point of view on it.
Well, it really is a pretty simple thing, in my opinion, is that we'll start with the leadership. So our coaches are both, they're men and women of faith. In other words, they don't just talk the talk, they walk the walk. They're in studies, Bible studies themselves. They're in continual prayer for the university, for their families, for the student athletes, for the worldly stuff. I mean, they're just totally committed to that faith walk. Obviously, then our student athletes see that, and then their commitment continues, and it continues through their own team devotionals, their team Bible studies. I've talked to many people about this over the last couple of years, is that just the environment that Karen produces for when we host an event. And so one of the things I really have noticed over the past couple of years is, like, we'll say a prayer before all of our athletic contests, and then we'll say a prayer at the end of an athletic contest where the teams come together in a circle, midfield, midcourt, wherever it may be. And there's not been a team or a student athlete in the 2 years I've been here who has not participated in that from the visiting team's perspective. And what I'm saying here is that when you come to a CAN athletic contest, it's really different too, because I think what happens is when a fan is sitting in the gymnasium or beside of the soccer field, and the athletic contest starts with a prayer, that fan almost always acts differently than maybe they would in an environment where there wasn't a prayer said. And so the concept of sportsmanship, the concept of godly love, again, at a place like Karen, we don't talk the talk. And I think that's one of the challenges that we as Christians have, is that so many people out there, you know, they'll just talk the talk, but then when they won't walk the walk. And I think that the difference at Karen is that we're doing both. We're going to say a prayer, but then our athletes are going to compete with competitiveness, but yet they're going to compete with the spirit of God in them. So sportsmanship is utmost to our success as well. And we see it across the board. I mean, you know, very rarely will you see a player in a basketball game at Karen get a technical foul. Very rarely will you see a soccer player get a red card and things like that. And so the level of sportsmanship and the level of the competition that our kids show with the favor of God is displayed in each and every competition that we have on campus.
That's beautiful. Jay, can you highlight some of the victories that you got? You've had some success over the past few years since you've been there. Can you just highlight some of those? Let us know some of the wins and the highlights that you guys have enjoyed over the past couple of years.
Sure. You know, so in 18-19, we won three conference championships, men's and women's cross country, women's tennis. A number of teams made it to the championship games of their conference championship and wound up, you know, losing. But because of that effort in 18-19, Karen University Athletic Department was awarded what's considered the Colonial States Athletic Conference, our conference's President's Cup. Just to give you an example of how dramatic that sort of is that in the 17-18 season, Karen finished in seventh place.
Wow.
In the President's Cup standing, and in 18-19, we actually won the cup. Which is pretty incredible. Again, it's just a testament to the athletes, the student athletes and coaches, how hard they work. In 1920, we continued the success. Our men's cross country team won again. Our women's soccer team won a championship. And then our men's soccer team, men's basketball team won a championship. That was sort of an interesting story. And we did our conference did a little piece on them, you know, talk about a husband wife deal. So our women's coach is Christina O'Connell. Our men's basketball coach is Jason O'Connell. So we had a husband and wife duo, win a championship in the 1920 academic year, which is sort of a cool thing.
Very much so. That's awesome.
Yeah. We were expecting to have some success in the spring too. Our tennis team was expected to repeat as champions again, and our baseball team and softball team were nipping at the bud to knock off the previous year's champions. So unfortunately, I didn't get a chance to do that. But yeah, God has definitely given us favor in wins and losses as well, which we don't take for granted. We do appreciate that, but that's not. We don't play for the trophy. We play for the bigger victory that we all have in Christ.
Amen. Tammy, one more time, if anyone wants to, feels led to contribute, to donate to Karen University and the special men and women that are coming through that university, the future leaders for our communities, for our country, how can they do so?
Yeah, it's pretty easy. You can do it online at karen.edu/give. Or if you want to talk about other vehicles and ways to give to the university and to our students, you can email me at tbutler@karen.edu.
Guys, thank you so much, Jay, Tammy. Really appreciate you spending some time with us here on Faith on the Field show. And continued success to you and Karen University.
Thanks so much,
God,
Rob.
God bless you, Rob.
Thank you, guys. God bless. Take care.
That was Karen University Athletic Director Jay Butler and his wife, Tammy, Karen's Vice President of Philanthropy. We had Karen's women's lacrosse coach, Deanna Thorpe, last week, and University President Dr. Todd Williams kicked off Karen Month for us. We're looking forward to more terrific guests from the university over the next 2 weeks. Thank you to Jay and Tammy Butler and Josh Jacobs for being our guests this week. Big thanks to Doug Horton, our EVP of Business Operations, for all the tremendous work he does for us. And huge thank you to Pastor Scott Foreman for excellent work he does for us on our website and podcast and everything else. Thank you to our producer, Ryan Lennox. Thank you to 610 ESPN Philly, 107.5 Alive, and Joy FM Sports for airing Faith on the Field, presented by Karen University. For Remy and Kyle, I'm Rob Motti, reminding you, make a difference. Be a blessing.